Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Wednesday, July 29th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for December corn down a half a cent at 329 and a quarter, September wheat up 5¾ cents at 529 and a quarter, November beans down 2½ cents at 85. Right now, the weather looks pretty ideal, 80, 85 degree temps, mostly sunny, some rain here and there. The old saying is big crops get bigger. We do have some cold coming in next week. It might get some the frost bulls talking about an early frost, but I don't think that's going to move the market at all. The wheat market yesterday was disappointed with the Egyptians taking the Romanian and Russian wheat, but the dollar continues to sink here. It's down another 16 ticks. Got down to 93.34. We're currently at 93.48, down 16 ticks. I still believe the dollar is going to move lower. There's a lot of talk around about inflation and getting the debt under control. I mean, we just keep printing trillions of dollars out here. And ultimately, I think that makes these dollars that much more worthless out here. So, I think inflation's coming. You look at the gold, it's up another 12 bucks here. Silver's up another 19 cents. It's going to set back. Maybe we make the highs on Friday, the end of the month. But overall, I still think that inflation's coming in and these grain prices, people are going to look around and look at what's cheap and look to buy something out here, regardless of the size of the crop. And it's interesting, there are a lot of times where the crop progress reports don't necessarily mean that, like the 72, that it's going to be a huge crop. There have been several times where we've had good crop ratings and the yields have been ticking down. So I don't know if that's going to happen this time or not, but it certainly has happened in the past. So obviously, if we close the corn under 329, it's going to be a bearish close. We could move lower here. We could see new lows on Monday. I just don't want to get bearish down here. I know it's the same old song. That's why we have puts on to protect the downside while we're waiting for these cash sales. We haven't had much of a chance this year to make great sales. The puts have provided some protection. The government payments have provided protection. And it's just one of these absolutely bizarre years that we have to get through. But overall, I think as we head into next year, I think there were no Chinese announcements this morning, no announcements of any kind. I think the Chinese will be in for grain after the election. And, you've got Chinese prices between $7 to $8.50 a bushel in corn. So I can't imagine the world isn't looking around thinking that our corn actually looks pretty cheap out here. So we'll see where we go here today. Hopefully we get some kind of positive spark that can rally us. I think we're more likely to see new lows by Monday than anything else. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.